I'm looking for someone to change my life. I'm looking for a miracle in my life. And if you could see what it's done to me, to lose the love I knew, it safely leads me to the land that I once knew. The land as we grow, the secrets of our soul. Not the way that you say it when you do those things to me. It's more the way you really mean it when you tell me what will be.
It's 9:30. This is Buona Johnny.
1260 KYA, San Francisco.
Times as beautiful, Buona's heard that one. Well, the Majors bringing back a 1963 KYA memory here at 9:33 on a Friday morning.
Nuts.
No matter where you are, your hay fever may find you. When it does, the day can turn into an allergy day. That's why it makes a lot of sense to take Allerest, the allergy specialist. Made with two powerful antihistamines and a decongestant widely prescribed by doctors. They help turn off those sneezes, dry up that runny nose, relieve itchy, watery eyes, even that heavy breathing. You see, Allerest is an allergy medicine made only for the treatment of allergies. So it makes you feel better even on the worst allergy days. Just think, if your allergy is going to find you, wouldn't you rather it find you prepared with Allerest? That way, your allergy probably won't bother you. Allerest, the allergy specialist.
1260 KYA.
Request for Mill Petus and Van Ness Avenue. That's it. Well, I like to do some of the avenues, too, you know. And that's Bobby Martin's For the Love of Him. Hi, this is Juana Johnny. And 936 at KYA.
This is Roger Ward, speaking to you from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, where on Saturday, May 30th, 33 of the finest cars and drivers in all the world will compete for nearly $1 million in prize money. So take it from me and don't miss out on all the action. See it from the best seat of the house. See it on the giant screen in your local theater or arena. See it live. See it Saturday, May 30th.
See the Indianapolis 500 tomorrow, 14 Northern California theaters, including Golden Gate Theater in the city, Warner Theater, Fresno, San Jose Civic Auditorium, and the Richmond Civic Auditorium.
Look out, old Norwood's coming home. He's been away on a
boat. It's Good Time Glenn and Super Joe doing what they do best. Glenn Campbell and Joe Namath in Norwood. Paramount Pictures presents Glenn Campbell and Kim Darby in Hal Wallace's production, Norwood. Introducing Joe Namath. See Glenn and Kim in their first movie together since True Grit. Norwood, in Technicolor, rated G, general audience.
Yes, and is now playing at the Menlo and Menlo Park, Peninsula Drive-In in Burlingame, Nevada Vista, and Mountain View and the Laurel in San Carlos. Get ready. Get ready for Pete McNeil to make memories for you at 10 a.m. this morning. And get ready for the San Francisco hit sound of Rare Earth. B-side album by the group Rare Earth. And you better get ready. It's 20 minutes now before 10 a.m., 940 at KYA with Juan and Johnny. We'll be back with more KYA music after this short report from KYA News on Alcatraz.
Last November on Alcatraz, a few small boats in the early morning hours landed on those rocky shores and on the dock on the east side of the island. Inside the small boats were Indians who claimed Alcatraz was theirs and had been since the white man was still in Europe before he got to the United States. Now, the Indians have been allowed to stay on Alcatraz since November. There have been, at times, as many as 600 people out there. But the hard core has always been 50 to 100, and now they're down to about 75. They want it made into a cultural center for Indians, even though it's inaccessible, very expensive to build on, and hard to furnish with things like water and electricity because it's so remote from the mainland of San Francisco. Uncle Sam's been wishy-washy about the whole thing. He never really tried to kick the Indians off, never really tried to make it comfortable for them to stay. There have been a lot of propositions from a lot of people about what should be done with Alcatraz, including some kind of a space museum that would draw visitors from all over the world, or the Indians' own plan, that cultural center. Now it appears Uncle Sam may have decided to really make a decision, booting the Indians off and making Alcatraz into a federal park after demolishing all the old prison buildings out there that held men like Scarface Al Capone and Babyface Nelson. One of the Alcatraz Indian hardcore members who still remains on the island, Bob Bradley, came into San Francisco yesterday to speak as the public relations director for the Indians about the Indians' reply to this new national park plan from Uncle Sam.
The current proposal, the answer is still no to the government, that they will not make a park out of it. And on May 31st will be Indian Liberation Day, and the news media are invited out there. And we'll give the rest of our press release at that time.
At that time, Sunday, there could be 100 to 200 people on Alcatraz Island. Some fancy invitations have been printed up and were issued a couple of weeks ago. Bradley, talking with KYA's Larry Brownell, was asked if anybody from the government has really asked the Indians to get off the rock.
Oh, not as yet. But we'll be keeping open broadcast in case anything does happen. That'll be about our only direct means of communications, plus our own mobile radio that we have out there.
You still have no regular telephone, though, is that correct?
No, the government won't let us have one.
So you haven't seen any actual, as of the time you left, no people from the Interior Department, parks people or anybody like that?
Nobody.
Bradley, talking with Brownell, made a good estimate on how many Indians are still out there on Alcatraz.
Yeah, from 70 to 125.
Still some of the children there, too?
Yes. Children, men and women, and families are still there.
How are things now? How are conditions?
Conditions are pretty good.
They're pretty good for a while. 75,000 gallons of water remain on Alcatraz Island. It'll take quite a while to drink that, but when it's gone, there'll be no more. The government very quietly took away the barge that's used to take water to Alcatraz. There are no pipes from the mainland there. There is an underground electrical line, but we're told it now has been disconnected.
We don't have the water barge right now.
Has that been taken away?
As far as we know, we haven't received it back yet.
Have you run out of water, you mean, drinking water?
Not as yet. We still do have quite a bit of water left.
But you did depend on that barge, didn't you?
Yes, in a way.
Well, I understood that was the only actual source of fresh water there.
Right,
it had been for as long as the island's been there, I guess.
Right, yeah. It is.
Right it is, but the water will run out soon. The Indians say they'll stay, digging in if necessary. Uncle Sam, trying to convince people he's serious, asks the Indians to leave Alcatraz. Sunday could bring a definite decision. This is Brad Messer, KYA News, a leading service to San Francisco since 1926.
The continent of Atlantis was an island which lay before the great flood in the area we now call the Atlantic Ocean. So great an area of land that from her western shores those beautiful sailors journeyed to the south and the North Americas with ease in their ships with painted sails. To the east, Africa, was her neighbor, across a short strait of sea miles. The great Egyptian age is but a remnant of the Atlantean culture. The antediluvian kings colonized the world. All the gods who play in the mythological dramas, in all legends from all lands, were from fair Atlantis. Knowing her fate, Atlantis sent out ships to all corners of the earth. On board were the 12. The poet, the physician, the farmer, the scientist, the magician, and the other so-called gods of our legends, though gods they were. And as the elders of our time choose to remain blind, let us rejoice and let us sing and dance and ring in the new. Hail Atlantis!
That's called Atlantis here. It's 949 at KYA, and I'm Buona Johnny.
What does Governor Ronald Reagan really say about Proposition 8?
My fellow Californians, for more than 3 years, we've worked to restore fiscal responsibility to state government in California. Now, everything we've accomplished and everything we've planned is threatened by an irresponsible ballot proposition which will increase your taxes by more than $1 billion. It promises to reduce your property taxes, but in truth, it will do little or nothing in this regard. Very simply, it is a $1 billion tax increase, $1 billion more for welfare and educational spending. I urge you to keep California sound, keep your taxes from going up, by voting no on Proposition 8.
The preceding was paid for by Californians for Truth in Campaign.
1260 KYA.
When no one else can understand me, when everything I do is wrong. You give me hope and consolation. You give me strength to carry on. And you're always there. You smile, the world is brighter. You touch my hand and I'm a king. Your kiss to me is worth a fortune. Your love for me is everything. I guess I'll never know the reason why.
On the Buona Johnny Show from KYA.
This summer, to get the real sunlightened look, use the real sun. And hurry it up with Sun In, the sunlightener for your hair. Get that true sunlightened look that used to take all summer.
Sun In,
Sun In,
speeds up the sunlightening of your hair. Sun In,
Sun In,
Tony spray on sunlightener for your hair.
Just spray on and go out in the sun. Give your hair that natural sunlightened look. Sun In lightens faster than the sun, but never so fast as those harsh hair lighteners. And because Sun In conditions, use often to lighten as little or as much as you like. Regular Sun In for mousy browns and dishwater blondes, and new Super Sun In for darker browns or harder lighten hair.
Sun In,
Sun In,
speeds up the sunlightening of your hair.
Forecasting for this Memorial Day weekend, fair and warm weather, 65 degree high, low about around 50. Bob Knob Hill now, those skies cleared, the city temperature up to 58 degrees. And here's more KYA music.
You're such a natural woman, but you're so far away, baby. Your love is driving me crazy. I'm coming home.
I'm coming home.
I love it by the grassroots called Baby. You better hold on. Action line request. Yes, we take care of those every now and then. As often as we can, as a matter of fact. Good morning. It's 9:55 at KYA. This Thursday through Sunday nights at Bill Graham's Fillmore West Market in Van Ness in the city, it's going to be dynamite all the way with Mike Bloomfield and friends, The Blues Image, and as if that weren't enough, Lights by the Brotherhood of Light. Mike Bloomfield and friends, Blues Image, all this at the Fillmore this weekend. Like I said, dynamite all the way. Fillmore West dance concerts begin at 8:30.
The Magic Garden of Stanley Sweetheart.
Can't think about rainy weather now.
You mean you're going to do it?
I've finally got myself together now.
Sure!
All tasty and tasty.
What's happening?
How about your head?
Oh, I'm moving through space at inconceivable speed.
The Magic Garden of Stanley Sweetheart. Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parents.
Now playing exclusive Northern California engagement at the Regency 2 Theater. That's on Sutter off Van Ness Avenue. Well, San Francisco, your beautiful Buona Johnny is leaving you like I found you. Wondering what the devil is happening to you. Have yourself a good weekend. I'll be here tomorrow morning. Pete McNeil is next. Have a good day. You'll be around until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Sugar. Honey, honey. You are my candy girl. You got
Wilson Pickett on KYA Sugar Sugar. Hi, this is Pete McNeil. It's 10:03 in the morning. Sears Great Pre-Memorial Day Sale is on with bargains in all departments. And today you can save over $40 on Sears' big 17.1 cubic foot all frostless side-by-side refrigerator. Now, this big cold spot complete with automatic ice maker regularly sells for $429.95. But today you can get it for just $389.88. Save over $40. This big cold spot has adjustable shelves for easy storage, rollers that make it easy to move for cleaning, and a convenient automatic ice maker that refills itself. And at Sears, there's no extra charge for color. In addition to white, you can choose from copper tone or avocado. So remember the price, only $389.88 for a big 17.1 cubic foot all frostless side-by-side. Save over $40, but you better hurry. The sale ends tonight at 9:30. All Sears stores close tomorrow in observance of Memorial Day.
1260 KYA.
Well, we're going to be dusting off some goldens that you haven't heard for a while and getting ready for a fantastic-sounding million-dollar Memorial Weekend, starting today at 2 on The Chris Edwards Show from KYA.
Baby,
baby, I'm amazed. It's 10:07 with the Pete McNeil Show till 2 o'clock this afternoon.
If you've been waiting for the big one, that one super race meet of the spring season, this Sunday head for fabulous Fremont Drag Strip. The All-Pro Fuel Championships, the first ever held in Northern California, featuring the quick names of drag racing in the coolest collection of 230-mile-an-hour cars to blast off the line this year. Winter National King, Larry Dixon, World Champ Soapy Sales, the great Smothers Brothers Beach Boy, and 30 more, plus Combo Eliminator. That's Fremont Drag Strip this Sunday.
What occurred at the Woodstock Festival could never be repeated were it designed.
Woodstock, the movie. It's all there. Woodstock. Rated R.
Now at the Baronet Theater. KY thinks Helen Fong of Menlo Atherton High is a good idea. Helen suggests that you keep a paper bag in your car for trash instead of throwing litter out of your car window. White Plains, my baby loves lovin'.
Between 6 a.m. and 12 noon on KYA's Million Dollar Weekend, which starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's 10:11. This is Pete McNeil.
You are the city of San Francisco. You are faced with a police and fire crisis. Now Proposition I has appeared with vague promises of safer neighborhoods. A deception is in the making here. A dangerous deception which would cost you more than $3 million. Your neighborhoods wouldn't be any safer, just taxed, because a chosen few would feed off your $3 million and leave your police and firefighters permanently divided. Proposition I cannot buy you safer neighborhoods, and the men who would now protect you would be undermined, discriminated against. So there you are, pleading for a better community, and what do they offer you? Proposition I. Keep your firefighters and police together. Vote no on this openly prejudiced proposition. Vote no on I.
A political announcement paid for by the Citizens Committee. No on I.
Those schoolgirl days of telling tales.
It's Lulu from a great motion picture also. To Sir with Love from 1967. A little bit of a sample of what you'll be hearing on the Million Dollar Weekend at 2 o'clock this afternoon. It's 10:15 from KYA. This is Pete McNeil.
Now every girl can be an eyelining expert with Maybelline Ultraliner. You just mix a color, roll a point, stroke thick, stroke thin, stroke tiny little lash lines in, stroke light, add dark, I spark. So be an eyelining expert. Use Maybelline Ultraliner with easy control brush, all only $1. Fine eye makeup, sensibly priced, from Maybelline.
Hey, where'd you get that tan?
With QT, Quick Tanning Lotion.
This summer, you can get the quickest tan on the beach with QT Quick Tanning Lotion.
Use the new QT Triple Tan Plan.
QT gives you a triple tan in half a day in just 3 to 5 hours. A real tan with the sun or without the sun.
QT tans you darker, faster than any other kind of suntan lotion.
Tan daytime, nighttime, indoors or outdoors with QT Quick Tanning Lotion from Coppertone.
There's nowhere in the world that I would rather be than with you, my love. And there's nothing in the world that I would rather see than your smile, my love.
For united we stand, divided we
Brotherhood of Man on KYA, United We Stand. This is Pete McNeil. It's 10:18.
The new good-tasting super thirst quencher and quick energy booster. When you're doing your thing and you get hot, tired, and really thirsty, drink Quick Kick. Look for the new carbonated citrus flavor in 12-ounce cans and 4 great non-carbonated flavors in both glass decanters and dairy cartons. It's Quick Kick when nothing else works.
Norman Greenbaum. You don't buy that canned ham. This is Pete McNeil. It's 1022 at KYA.
Would you like something cool like ice cream? Smooth like pudding? Light like chiffon? Combines a little bit of everything. Delicious, refreshing. Jell-O, Jell-O. Shapes and flavors. Tastes like fruit. It's just like sherbet. You can see through. Jell-O brand gelatin, the best of everything.
Hey, now that you've heard all about Jell-O brand gelatin and why it's so good, all you have to do is remember to make it. You see, just about everybody likes Jell-O, but a lot of women forget to make it in time for dinner. Now, if you're one of them, the makers of Jell-O brand gelatin bring you this as a reminder to make Jell-O right now so it'll be ready to serve tonight. It's a great dessert as long as you remember to make it. Well, the man calling for fair and warm weather over the million-dollar weekend starts at 2 o'clock this afternoon. High today, 65, low tonight in the 50s. 59 degrees in San Francisco. There is. From 1968, this is Pete McNeil. It's 1026 on KYA. I'd like to remind you that Sears' great pre-Memorial Day sale is on with outstanding bargains in all departments. Today's the day to get that portable TV from Sears that you've been wanting. Personal portables for as little as $58. Lightweight and easy to carry. Or for only $99.88, you can get a go-everywhere portable TV that comes in clear and sharp in either AC or DC power. Regular $109.95, you save over $10. Sears also has a color TV with memory fine-tuning for only $188. So hurry. The sale ends tonight at 9:30. All Sears stores will be closed tomorrow in observance of Memorial Day.
Right in the middle of the top line of your voting machine next Tuesday is Proposition B. It's for better street lighting, which means safer streets. Safer from accidents, safer from crime. Proposition B has no opposition because it costs so little, but it needs your yes vote. San Franciscans for better lighting and safer streets ask you next Tuesday to vote yes on B. That's B for better street lighting. Vote yes on B.
San Francisco.